crush it with everything you do in life. That is the power of the Home Business Radio Network.
Well, welcome, everybody. This is Tony Cannulli, the host of the Slight Edge Zone, Positive Power Radio on HBRN. And today I have the great privilege of introducing and interviewing a gentleman that is no stranger to most of you that will be listening to this. He's been involved with the network marketing industry, but before he got involved with the network marketing profession, Danny White has been with the Dallas Cowboys for 15 years, legendary Dallas Cowboys quarterback, made 1982 Pro Bowl team. Just a few things about him. Of course, we're going to go into his story here and let him tell you a story and how that led him up into being an entrepreneur and into network marketing. But he led the Cowboys to three consecutive NFC championship games, named in 2000, named Athlete of the Century. I mean, that's pretty cool, Danny, to have Athlete of the Century next to your name. Second highest rated college quarterback, four Hall of Fames, and of course you were the 1992 to 2004 head coach for the Arizona Rattlers, and I think you guys won, what, two different championships. So you've got quite a career, and not only as a player, but as a leader and a coach as well, which, of course, we in network marketing, you know, we do, and we'll get into that. Why don't we tell your story, Danny, you know, how you kind of came into football and what you're doing today with football, because I know you're really active, and you told me that you traveled all the Dallas games, and that is really cool. Well, let's talk about that, and then let's talk about network marketing and what you see in the home business profession today and why you're so excited about it.
Good to be with you, Tony. First of all, and we probably ought to clear up that Athlete of the Century thing was not for the universe. It was for the state of Arizona. So people are might be a little confused by that, so we probably ought to clarify that. Yeah, Tony, I had a great career with the Cowboys. Before that, I played at Arizona State University and was born and raised in Mesa, Arizona. Grew up 5 miles from Tempe, where the university is, and actually went to ASU on a baseball scholarship, and a lot of strange things happened on the way to the baseball career that kind of changed my feelings about baseball and football, and had tremendous success as a football player. I actually had success as a baseball player. We went to the College World Series. In fact, we're runners-up to USC both my sophomore and junior year. Football just kind of got in my blood at ASU, and then went on to play for the Dallas Cowboys and had a great career there playing for one of the greatest teachers of all time in Tom Landry, and then retired in 1988. And shortly after I retired, I had one of the proverbial visits from a couple of acquaintances that thought I should get involved in network marketing. And I said, no, thanks. You know, I'm busy. I've got an oil and gas company, an insurance company, and a lot of things going on, and went home and told my wife, Jolynn, about the visit. And she said, she mentioned the product. It happened to be Nu Skin International. And she mentioned that, and she mentioned that she had been using the Nu Skin products. And I went to the bathroom, and our bathroom's full, covered with Nu Skin products. And I said, yeah, that's the same company. And she said, well, I think you ought to sign up so I can buy the products wholesale instead of retail. And that was kind of the start. I kind of screaming and kicking into the network marketing industry through the products. And then the guys who kind of brought me in started calling me, wanting me to set up some meetings and bring some other people in and do the whole networking thing. And I had no interest in that. I just wanted to buy the products. Finally, I did agree to have a meeting with some of my family members because they seemed to be quite interested in it. The rest is kind of history. I just kind of caught the right company at the right time. And ended up actually, Tony, making more money in the next 10 years in the network marketing industry than I made playing professional football, which is pretty remarkable. But it just goes to show you the power of network marketing. If you get in at the right time with the right company, the right kind of leadership, the right kind of products, if it all comes together and you have that kind of convergence of forces taking place, incredible, incredible things can happen.
That's absolutely right, and I saw that firsthand because, you know, that was earlier in my career. I was with that same company, had some phenomenal mentorship over there, and that's one of a handful, a dozen or so companies, Danny, as you know, in the world that has gone on and they're a $1 billion company and beyond. They do over $1 billion, well over that every year. And many, many people that I've known and have been friends with have had tremendous success over there. But the thought, because you were an entrepreneur, you also have a pilot's license. I mean, you've got quite an interesting background, but you had oil, like you said, oil and gas companies. I know your wife was encouraging you to get the product, and I wish I had a $100 bill for every time someone told me that they got into network marketing because they ended up using a product for some reason, or a family member, and next thing you know, they were doing it. Boy, you know, that happens a lot. You hear that story a lot, and that's a good learning lesson for people, that even if someone has just an interest in the product, that's okay, because you never know where it will lead you. Now, not every time it will lead you to a former Dallas Cowboy quarterback. It does happen, right? And so with that, when you first were looking at network marketing, and I know you probably, like you said, you really weren't too clued in on doing it, but as a business, but what was it that finally got your attention, that really got you to actually start to act on it? I mean, your wife's interest in the product certainly helped, but from a business model perspective, and I understand, you know, you are quite entrepreneurial, but what was it that really caught your eye?
It was the money, eventually. As I mentioned, we had that little meeting with some of my family members. My brother-in-law got real excited about it. I went back to Dallas. This meeting was out here in Arizona, and I went back to Dallas, and sure enough, you know, I started getting these commission checks, because my brother-in-law really got serious about it, was building a business, and I was receiving commissions off of what he was doing. And finally, in about the third month, I got a check for $4,000, a little over $4,000. And I thought, man, I haven't done anything. I understand how this compensation plan works, and I know that if this check is for $4,000, there must be a lot of money being left on the table, because I haven't qualified for everything that's happening in my downline. And so I called the company, and I asked the gal, I said, what would this check have been if I was getting paid all the commissions that are in my downline? And she said, well, hold on a minute. And she went away, and she came back, and she said, your check would be $19,357, something like that. And I said, oh, okay, thank you very much. And I hung up the phone, and I thought, you know, how can you start a business with very little or no investment and be generating commissions of nearly $20,000 a month in 3 months? No overhead, no investment, no college degree, none of that. I just don't know where you can duplicate that. And you know what? Maybe I better start looking kind of seriously at this. And I did, and simply started bringing in one or two people. And over the long run, you know, I brought in 12 people that turned into over 75,000 in 27 countries. And now not only is my income not based on my effort alone, I go on vacation and I come back and my group has grown, my business has grown, but it's also coming from 27 different markets. So even the economy in the United States or in any of those countries is not going to affect my income stream. There's just a whole lot of reasons. Not only can you generate that kind of income with very little or no risk, an income that's not based on one economy, that's 24 hours a day all around the world, just is incredible. So, Tony, it was really the money and seeing those checks actually coming in that really got me off of my rear end and kind of into the business.
That's a great story. I remember, it's been a long time. I want to say it's been 20 years, but I remember when we first met and I saw you speak. I thought, this guy is really well-spoken, and, man, he's passionate. I think it was kind of what I had gotten from you, Danny, was you were just fired up. And maybe, you know, of course, you've been a coach, so you got to be kind of fired up. But when you first started and you started to build it like that, you said you introduced it to 12 people. Because, you know, in network marketing, you hear it all the time. People hear about those big numbers, you know. And I know what it's like to have massive organizations just like you do. And at the end of the day, though, generally, most people have introduced it to less than 50 to 100 people. That turns out into a few hundred, into the thousands, into the tens of thousands, and sometimes into the hundreds of thousands as that the math moves on and the compounding effect kicks in and that kind of leverage. But it's fascinating because you say you introduced it to 12 people. What kind of people were they that you introduced it to when you first got started? Just so people can realize that one of the things I learned early in my career was that anybody can do this business no matter who they are, because most of the time, as you know, Danny, it's not who you know. And it's not who they know. And I'd be willing to bet you, if you look back at your organization, you'll probably see some of the greatest leadership came from people that you never met before a day in your life. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Tony. And, you know, first of all, I've learned not to ever prejudge somebody, because, you know, the 12 people that really took off with it actually ended up eventually becoming 15. Those people were, you know, they were housewives, they were businessmen, they were professionals, they were doctors, you name it. Some of the biggest mistakes I made was, you go to a meeting, everybody's probably had this experience. Anybody that's been in network marketing for any length of time, you go to an opportunity meeting or some kind of a promotion for a company, and there's your next door neighbor or one of your friends or a friend of one of your friends sitting there with somebody else. It can be one of the most devastating feelings in the world when that person then goes on and becomes a major player in the industry, in the business, and you could have easily talked to them about it, but you were a little bit intimidated, or for one reason, you thought that gal, they'll never do it. And so one of the greatest lessons you can learn is just simply that. But the other point you make, Tony, is really, really powerful and important to understand, and that is that, a lot of my volume, probably a third to a half of my volume was coming from the country of Taiwan. I never have been to Taiwan. I went to Taiwan in college, but other than that, I've never been there. I never went there to recruit anybody. I knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody in Taiwan. And that happens so often, and we talk all the time about, you don't have to be a great recruiter. You don't have to be a great speaker, a great public speaker. You don't have to stand up in front of groups. But if you happen to know someone who knows someone who knows someone who is all of that, then you can benefit tremendously from that. Because most of these plans pay, if they don't pay to infinity, they pay 7 or they pay 9 levels deep. And we all know, if you own 9 generations, you know anybody in the world, practically.
Yeah, because we're all separated by 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, whether it's 5 or 6 or 8, whatever it is, that's a powerful concept.
And for anybody that wants to see what we're talking about, because people hear that term, 6 degrees of separation, go to LinkedIn and it shows you how you first referral-based, second, third. It will show you kind of the spread, the compounding effect. It's actually a pretty good visual reference point, because that's absolutely true, and that happens more often than not. There's a great example. Richard Call was a mentor of mine. Of course, you know Richard Call earned over $50 million in New Skin. And Mark Yarnell. I mean, Mark came, he was on Richard's 6th generation, and he eventually became his first, because there were a bunch of people between Richard and Mark that didn't see the opportunity or weren't willing to pay a price to go out and earn it and do it. And so that's a great example. And that's the rule, not the exception, is that the people that will be leaders in your business usually won't come from you. By the way, you're listening to The Slight Edge Zone on HBRN Positive Power Radio with this phenomenal interview we have with former Dallas Cowboy Danny White. Danny, I love what I see in this industry, because it's a level playing field. No matter whether you can, just as you know, like you said, it could be housewives, it could be police officers. You remember the Cliftons from New Skin? It could be anybody, college professors, teachers, really, white, black, it don't matter, big, small, football player, non-football player. I mean, a buddy of mine is a former heavyweight boxing champion, and he's made probably as much money in network marketing as he did as a professional heavyweight champion, James Smith, Bone Crusher. So at the end of the day, what I love about network marketing, and I'd love for your feedback on this, is the fact that it's an equal playing field, and it really is determined by, it's like Rudy, the heart. You know, remember Rudy had the heart in Notre Dame and when he played, and that heart, he had everything going against him. You know, look what he was able to do. And so heart and desire is like the beginning tenets from what I've seen in success in the industry. What's your understanding? Because you know what it's like to work with a winning team. You know what it's like to be a winning player on a winning team. What did you learn from being professional, being a coach, and being a professional player for the Cowboys that you see translated into building a network? And what did you see translated into your success and people that you've worked with? I'd love to see that comparison between the two.
You know what? They're both team sports, Tony, and that's one of the things that I love about network marketing. What's best for your team is ultimately what's best for you. And once you get that mindset, and when you're thinking about people to talk to and whether to do it or not, once you understand that making them successful, making someone else successful, or helping them to become successful, is ultimately what's going to make you successful. So if you think in that way, and you think in terms of doing whatever you can do to help that person be successful, period. Stop right there. Then the rest of it will just kind of happen. It'll just take care of itself. And then ultimately, we're all a product of the people we surround ourselves with. From childhood to adulthood, old age, we will be a product of all the people that we surround ourselves with. So one of the things that's been important for me is to look for like-minded people. And believe me, in this industry, as great as it is, as great as the potential is, there are still a lot of issues that we have to deal with. And there's not enough legislation. There's not enough restriction. People still are trying to do things the wrong way and shortcut the system and commercialize the system. And you know, there are a lot of things that people do trying to shortcut it and make things happen quicker that just they give the whole industry a bad name, unfortunately. One of the things that I learned was that it's not worth the trouble in the future that you're going to have to get somebody that you're so excited, you really want, because you're really going to grow fast, you're going to go out there and they're going to tear it up, but they're going to do it a different way than you believe it should be done. Like-minded philosophies are very important in this industry, and combining those philosophies together and working with people that you like, you genuinely agree with, and that are going to do things the right way, and whether that's build it quickly, build it slowly, whether it's whatever it is, the philosophies need to match up. That is so true in the sports world. Coach Landry had a certain philosophy, a certain way of doing things, a certain way to get to the Super Bowl every year. And he went out and found players that agreed with that. And that was, it was discipline, it was preparation, it was hard work. There were other coaches in the league, and John Madden was a perfect example at the time. He coached the Oakland Raiders. He didn't care as much about the discipline aspect. The guys worked hard and everything, but you know, it was a fine for us if your helmet touched the ground. It was a $25 fine in practice or in a game. You couldn't set it down while you did something. You had to hold it or have it on your head. The Raiders sat on their helmets during practice. They'd go along the sideline, they'd put them down, they'd sit on it. So very different kind of rules and regulations. Landry was a perfectionist. Madden was very loose, and he went out and got players that fit his philosophy. Well, both systems were successful, but it was because they found players that matched their philosophy and their way of doing things. And it's true in network marketing. I mean, if you're going to build a group, the leaders that you choose really need to be like-minded to you. They need to fit your philosophy. And so I constantly am looking for people that fit my philosophy, that believe in doing it a certain way. And that's not always the quickest way. My philosophy is not always the quickest way, but it's going to get there eventually if you just hang in there and you keep doing things the right way and looking for the right kind of people. And in that way, Tony, the network marketing industry and the sports world, at least the team sports world, are very, very similar.
You're hitting on a couple of really foundational principles that have to be here in play. And of course, hunger and desire and willingness to do what it takes is critical in everything, that kind of self-determination, self-drive. But you're talking also about coachability, teachability, and people willing to learn and grow. And without that, it's virtually impossible to help someone develop and build a business. And just like I would imagine in sports, because, you know, I've never coached a team or anything like that, but I would only imagine, I mean, if you had players that weren't willing to conform and learn and do what you knew worked, and you know, I mean, you're the coach for a reason. You know what works, and you also know what doesn't work. I think that coaching that you're talking about is critical in every area of life, but in network marketing, it's everything as well, Danny. So that's great advice. I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm glad that you're on page, and I like the fact that you have foundational principles and philosophies that you agree that sometimes it's better to go slow to go fast. And you got to do it right. And the old saying about measuring twice and cutting once and building it right once takes some time to growth and personal and professional development. And that's what I wanted to ask you, too. Do you feel like that there was an advantage to you? Do you feel like that you had a little headway in the fact that you've been a coach? That you understood how to kind of, I wouldn't say motivate, because I don't believe in motivating people in network marketing. I think motivation has to come from within. I believe people can come to a meeting, they can get excited, they can get fired up, but like a balloon with the air going down, a week later, their brother-in-law says, "What are you doing one of those things for?" And this is, you know, they fly away. So you need that internal drive, that you, what are you doing it for? What are you in touch with? That human drive that you're doing this for whatever reasons really excite you emotionally. So I don't believe so much much in motivation. You certainly understood, I'm assuming, that you know, in touching you knew the hot buttons of your players. And I'm sure a lot of that probably helped you in building your networks over the years.
Yeah, I did. Coaching, I think, is communicating. And it, as you mentioned, my coaching style and my networking style are very similar in that I don't believe in motivating people. I don't think you can. You can get them excited, and there's a difference between excitement and motivation, but I don't try to motivate people as much as I try to find motivated people. Now, that's a hard thing to do sometimes because it doesn't show up on their resume. You know, I'm motivated. Well, you know, anybody can write that on their resume. And it doesn't show up in a lot of times in the way that they act, in their demeanor, in their mannerisms. You have to see the production before you really understand that they're motivated. Sometimes it's hard. You have to work with a lot of people, get them in, explain it to them, make sure they understand how it works, the rules, the regulations, all that, and then you see what they do. And some will and some won't. That's the process for me anyway. I don't, you know, it's a lot easier to give birth than it is to raise the dead. And
you better believe
it. So I'm constantly looking for new people. If the people I have that I'm working with are simply not motivated, and that's okay. You know, that we're still friends. And I'm not ever going to let network marketing get in the way of a relationship. You're either motivated or you're not, and it's something that you really want to do or you're not. And if, whether you want to make $100 a month extra or $100,000 a month extra, that's going to be up to you. Once I've explained it all to you and taught you and explained the kind of things that you need to do and the kind of things that are available to you, Now, ultimately, in the long run, at the end of the day, it's going to be up to you. And that's always been my philosophy, coaching or otherwise. If you're not going to do it, I'm going to go work with somebody else.
You're sharing literally a million-dollar nugget. For those that are listening to this, pay attention, because what Danny's sharing, some of it may seem subtle, but it's everything in the business. You're absolutely right. You can't motivate somebody long-term. It's like Jim Rohn always said, even if you motivate an idiot, but all you have is a motivated idiot. So, you know, you got to find people that are motivated in and of themselves and then assist them, encourage them, be there for them to help them become the best that they can be. But you got to identify who they are, and that led me to a philosophy that I had to learn the hard way, Danny, over the years in building networks, was you believe in everyone. You really do. You believe that anybody can do it because we've seen the housewives. We've seen the cleaning lady. We've seen the police officer, the fireman. We've seen the construction worker, like Larry Thompson, who I'm interviewing, my friend, co-founder of Herbalife, made hundreds of millions in his career. And the reality is he was a long-haired, hippie construction worker. We believe that anybody can do this, but at the end of the day, will everybody do it? No. And do we really know who's going to do it? No. But we believe in them, and I've always told people, I will never give up on you. If I'm coaching and mentoring you, I will never give up on you unless you give up on you. Then I have no choice, and I'll always be there. Do you ever really know? You don't. And it takes some time to figure out on your team who really wants it, who has the eye of the tiger, who really has a reason to be building, who has something at a gut level. And so you're sharing some amazing, amazing tidbits of wisdom and knowledge from all of your years. And, you know, as we're winding down here on the interview, it's gone so fast. It's just, I love to talk with people like yourself that have been through and know what it's like to do this. But why don't you share with everybody what you see in network marketing? I mean, we know your story is amazing. You realize real quickly what could be earned through to the power of compounding. But what do you see in the industry moving forward over the next 5, 10, 20 years? What's your thoughts on this space? And you've been a traditional business owner. You've been an entrepreneur. You are all of those things. Yet you still focus and believe in network marketing as your vehicle. What's your thoughts on that moving forward for people listening as this being a profession and a career?
I think, Tony, that it's just going to continue to get more and more professional. As the industry grows and as there's more, I do think we need more regulation. I think there needs to be more carefully scrutinized as to the kind of techniques people use to attract people. There's too much deception, if you ask me, in recruiting and in not telling the whole story and trying to get people into a room or onto a webinar or onto a conference call who have no idea what it's about. I think there can be a lot more training done as to letting people know up front exactly what it is you're talking about. And as the industry gains more credibility and more companies come along like Nu Skin, companies that have done it right and grown the business and become those billion-dollar companies, look at any of those billion-dollar companies. They've done it right. and there need to be more of them. There's room for a lot more. That's the neat thing about the network marketing industry is there's no limit. There's no limit to how many companies can be successful. There's no limit to how many people. If you ever get in a network marketing company that tells you you can only sponsor 2 people or 5 people or 10 people, you better run from that one. I've never heard of that. And then the other great thing about network marketing is, unlike football, you're not limited to 53 players on your roster. You can have as many as you want. And so it's totally up to you. How big you build your group, how small you keep your group, whatever you want to do. So my feeling about the future of network marketing, Tony, is that it's just going to keep getting better. And the black eye, the network marketing has developed over the years as a result of some of the failures, some of the ploys, some of the Ponzi schemes and the pyramids and all of that that have tied to this industry. That black eye is healing, and it's getting better, and it's the swelling, and the darkness is going away. You know, over time that happens. So if the industry continues to take care of itself and we have more success stories and more owners and managers and CEOs come into this industry and do it the right way, it's just going to, and I think they will. I really believe they will. I think the industry is just going to keep getting better and better and better. And people in traditional business and traditional corporations are going to see it. And you're going to see more and more of them come over in addition to what they're doing, join the network marketing family.
Mark Yarnell for years and years has always said that network marketing is the last bastion of free enterprise. And it used to be the last house on the block, and now it's becoming the only house on the block, especially for people that are in the 50, 60, 70 age range, the boomers and post-boomers that lost a lot in this recession and the economy that we've had, and they have limited time to kind of get back a lifestyle again. This really is the only place to do that. And I love what you said, because the truth is good enough. Deception is not needed. At the end of the day, where else can you start a business, no matter what your background is, whether you have money, no money, and start a business from home, and within 3 to 5 years be making more in a month than most CEOs make? I mean, that happens in network marketing all the time. Where else can you do that? Where else can you buy back 35 years of your life in 5 years? The truth is good enough, and I love that, and we teach that. And as you know, I'm the VP over at the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, and we do a lot of advocacy, and we teach this all the time. Just tell the story, tell the truth. Be honest, the truth is good enough. Tell people, like Mark Yarnell always did, was the landmines. You're going to run into people who will quit. You're going to run into people that will lie to you and tell you they're going to show up and they don't. That's just part of the game. It's like traffic. It's a pain, but you got to get from where you want to where you're going. So you don't stop driving. You figure out better ways to drive, better times to drive. You still keep going. In the industry, you know, it has its inherent challenges, but the risk to reward, the reward ratio, if you find, and you said it best in the beginning, if you find the right company and the right mentorship and coaching, because that is everything. And I know you've learned that, and you, both of us have been very blessed in our careers here to have great mentorship and great coaching, Danny. And with that, we've got about maybe a minute left or so. Why don't you let everybody know where they can get a hold of you? I know you'll be blogging in the future. They want to hear from you and stay in touch. Maybe your website address where they could find you if they'd like.
Sure, Tony. I have a website, just dannywhite.com, and there are mostly a football website. There, you know, there are links on there to other things that we're doing. We're building a team like everybody else and very excited about the network marketing industry and the future that it holds. People can reach me there through different links, and we're just excited about the industry. I just think that what we're looking at is everybody's looking for that opportunity, you know, with a convergence of forces that are going to turn it into the next billion-dollar company. And if you get it with the right company, with the right leadership, it's well-funded and a product that's consumable and it's exciting and emotional and worth and compensation plan that rewards people short-term and long-term, full-time and part-time, that's in an industry that's being driven by trends. And, you know, you put all that stuff together and that convergence of forces is what makes an opportunity so powerful and makes all this possible. That's my advice. That's where I can be reached, dannywhite.com, and love to visit with anybody about the industry and things that are going on and what we're doing. Thanks for the time, Tony. It's been great to be with you.
We really appreciate you being a great servant leader and sharing this, taking the time out on a Saturday afternoon for our show and our listeners to be able to hear the valuable insights that you've learned over your career. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we're looking forward to in the future getting you on one of our leadership hangouts where people can look you in the eye and actually have a virtual cup of coffee with Danny White, former Dallas Cowboy. And once again, Danny, thank you for sharing everything. We appreciate you.
Tony. You're very welcome.
You're listening to The Slight Edge Zone, HBRN Positive Powered Radio.
Helping you capture your dreams. This is the Home Business Radio Network.